no particular announcements to make to you. I'll try to answer questions. No comment, lady.
Mr. President, I wonder if you have gone into this charge that the San Luis Post Dispatch has made on Bill Boyle.
No, I haven't. All I know about it is what I've seen in the paper. I'm looking into it.
You are looking into it.
Mr. President, do you think the proper for Boyle to take money from an American missile when he's talking about
it? Pete, I know nothing about it, only what I've seen in the paper. I can't comment on it until I know the facts, and I don't believe it unless I know it myself. I'm still hopeful that the St. Lawrence Seaway will come out on the floor of the House.
Mr. President, in that same speech last night, gentlemen, I heard headed for some kind of a fight or something against him.
Lyle, still no comment. Yes, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead and finish it so it'll be for the record. Say no to that.
Mr. President, I think I never in any way think about any requirement for any testimony to be given.
Never. Never.
Has any ever been in my life?
Never. I wouldn't let him testify in the first place if I felt that way about him. Well, they can't testify unless I let him.
Mr. President, the agreement on the agenda based on that you are hopeful now that they get a ceasefire?
Yes, it does.
Mr. President, I represent a paper in the northwestern part of Indiana in a heavy industrial steel mill in the city. We've had a chronic housing shortage since Pearl Harbor. The war workers that came in the Second World War didn't go home, stayed. Regulation acts, the builders say, has retarded the building of moderate-priced homes for workers to such an extent that they're looking for relief. These workers that come in, the mills are advertising all over the country for workers that are coming in, and they don't have $2,500 or $3,500 to pay down. They would have be able to pay 10% to the town. In the Defense Production Act, there are provisions for return of 10% down payment on the moderate-priced home up to $12,000, 6% for veterans with 24 years to pay. I'm told to send the state first that the country seems to be in agreement that the bill may be on your desk within a few days. I wonder if you care to make any statement on that bill.
Well, I can't comment on that bill until it's on my desk. But the housing situation has been torn all to pieces in the House, the public housing proposition, and they're making an endeavor to knock it out again in the bill that was passed in the Senate. But I don't know what will happen when it comes up to me. I'll comment on it when it does. I'll answer that letter in due course, and then I'll give them both out. I don't answer letters that are published in the paper. I always am courteous when I receive a letter. I answer it, and when Murray has had a chance to receive my answer, then I'll give it to you. No comment. No comment. You know how I stand on MVA, so there's no comment on that.
Mr. President, I've had a lot of suggestions from Democrats here and there for candidates. Take a Barbie out of Chicago, said he had a couple, one named Eisenhower, the other named Douglas.
Oh, no, there's no comment on that. I think Jake went off half cuff once before in the history of the country. Yes. The matter is pending in the courts, and I never comment on things that are pending in the courts. No, I haven't. I'll announce it just as soon as I do find them.
Mr. President, would you care to clarify the functions of the newly formed Gordon Gray Board? There seems to be a great deal of misunderstanding.
The Psychological Warfare Board is just what it says. That board is for the purpose of coordinating things that will psychologically help win the peace. I think Gordon Gray can give you a detailed statement on the subject that will cover every phase of it, and I'd have to talk all afternoon if I went into that.
May I ask one more question?
Yes, sure.
Do you intend?
Yes. It's a part of the Central Intelligence Agency.
President, would you be able to clarify my thinking on when you will decide whether or not you will seek election in
1950? Tony, I'm afraid that I just can't do anything for your false factory on that.
I was trying to think of a new way to phrase that. Have you decided whether you will do any stomping this year?
Can't answer that neither, Tony.
President, there's a report that Ralph Bunch will be the next ambassador to Moscow.
I hadn't heard about it. I say I hadn't heard about it.
President, can you give us any idea of what
you've been doing? No, I cannot. I don't like to discuss things like that when a great man is lying in his coffin. I said I didn't like to discuss things like that when the man who occupied the place before is lying in his coffin.
Do you have anything that you wanted to add?
No, I don't think of a thing, Tony. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.